One person that I'm actually a little bit concerned about is Jake Gardner, and we haven't really been talking about him a lot. Basically, out of sight, out of mind, he's not on the ice, and that's the product that we talk about. But a back injury, very concerning. The fact that he was listed as week to week, very concerning. And now the fact that I believe it was Chris Johnston was saying, yeah, they want to be really careful with him. He's a pending free agent, so for him as well, this is important that he gets better. But is there a chance that this injury becomes so severe that it really impacts his value on the open market?
Yeah, I mean, I assume. I'm not a doctor, obviously, but I, you know, when a guy misses it, when a guy's listed as week to week with a back injury, you know, yeah, that's a red flag, and it's going to be a red flag. If we don't see Jake Gardner for the rest of the year, you're going to be hard-pressed to be writing, you know, $25 million checks to this guy as a free agent, just because you'll be, how severe is this? Am I going to take that risk? I'd like to think he's going to be ready to go for the playoffs, before the playoffs. But again, when they list him as week to week and we really haven't seen him, out with the Leafs, you know, skating beforehand or anything like that. And when Mike Babcock said, or I think it was Babcock who said, it's not related to the previous back spasms. Yeah, I mean, is there a structural issue or whatnot? We don't know. That is definitely a red flag. And you know, for his sake, I really hope he's back before then, because it could be a monetarily costly situation. And for the Leafs' sake, quite frankly, they need him. I mean, he wasn't the difference between what happened last night. That was a team debacle in the first 30 minutes. You know, the defensive breakdowns and everything else were, it was abysmal. It was as bad as we've seen this team in the first period. I mean, those defensive breakdowns were horrible. That Jake Gardner wasn't going to solve the whole team's issues there, but certainly there's a guy who can transition the puck out of your end a lot, you know, more smoothly than what we were seeing last night. So the Leafs miss him, and it would be really difficult for him, you know, as a pending free agent to miss the rest of this year.
Sportsnet's got a doubleheader tonight, by the way. 7 o'clock, Penguins at the Sabres. No Jack Eichel in that game. 2-game suspension. Nash is finishing up tonight. Nashville at the Kings is the 10:30 game. Yeah, and I went to Marley's Monday. It's weird. They're in that mode where they clearly, Elliot noted it in his 31 thoughts, that they just don't want to push Timothy Liljegren up or even Sandin up. They do not want to do that with either of those former first round draft picks just yet. That it'd be a real emergency basis, not to even play enough games, David, to burn a year, but just to have them step in as an emergency here.
Well, it was the perfect storm, or I should say maybe the imperfect storm. I mean, Kyle Dubas said this when we were down at the GM meetings. He said, you know, Travis Dermott and Jake Gardner getting injured, and then their two top bona fide prospects, if you want to use that term, on the Marlies defensively get injured. Within a 4-day span, you lose 4 defensemen. So the fact of the matter is, when we see the Leafs lineup right now, this isn't necessarily their 1 through 6. It's more like they're 1 through 4. Well, I mean, Gardner's in the Gardner and Dermott are in there, and maybe they're 8th and 9th defensemen. I mean, this is what we're looking at right now. So that is 100% part of the equation. And you know, people were asked, Dubas, well, why didn't you think about getting more defensive depth? And this all happened right after the trade deadline. Bing, 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 bing. 4 dominoes in a row going down. So you know, he thought he had the depth, and we would be seeing Rosen or Bjorkman right now. We're not seeing those guys because they're injured as well. So this is a tough situation for the Leafs. The value here for them is they've earned a spot where they're going to make the postseason, and they're not going to really slip below where they are right now. I mean, barring something completely unforeseeable, they're going to finish at least top 3 in their division. And they have some wiggle room. You certainly can't go into the postseason playing the way they're playing, guys, but you know, at least they're not on the precipice of falling out of the playoff picture because of how poorly they're playing right now.
Where are you on the scale of concern with the way that they're playing in terms of slow starts, hoping that their offensive depth can get them back into games, and then in last night's case, coming up short? Are you concerned, or are you of the mindset that, listen, this is a team that's just looking forward to the postseason where they know that's where it counts for them and there's nothing more to it?
Well, Craig Simpson, during the telecast last night, used a pretty good analogy. He likened it back to a team he was on in the Oilers in the early 1990s and sort of said, we knew we were in the playoffs, we knew where our opponent was, and he used the word stale. He said we got stale down the stretch because we weren't playing for anything. We knew where we were. I'd like to think that's not necessarily the case with the Leafs, because they are playing for something. I think if they get their act together, they can actually get home ice advantage, which could be very pivotal if there is a game seven like there was last year versus the Bruins. You'd much rather have to deal with them on home ice where you have last change, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have the home crowd on your side and all those things. So I think they're playing for something, but maybe some of that is set in. Yes, how concerned I am, and Craig sort of explained in a way what might be happening with the Leafs psychologically, but I'm a bit concerned. I was really shocked on Monday when they had that complete stinker in a matchup that they usually get up for. They have at least this year against Tampa. And boy, those breakdowns were so glaring last night. I mean, it was a mess. And, you're boot off the ice in consecutive games at home ice. Yeah, I'm a bit concerned. This weekend's an important weekend. You have Friday, Philly, Saturday, Ottawa. You know, they should be walking out of there with at very least 3 points, and you would like to think 4 points, putting back-to-back good games together, because you got to right the ship. You got to be playing good hockey. You can't just, snap your fingers and turn the button on and say, okay, we're good to go now.